Hello, it's Jane Hamill from Fashion Brain Academy, and welcome to podcast episode number one. It's actually sort of a faux podcast, so maybe I'll call it a podcast episode number one. Today's topic, we are talking about what can you not do, all right? So before we dive into what you can stop doing, I'm just going to fill you in on some cool things. Today is a great day. I'm heading downtown. I live in Chicago. I'm going to head downtown in a little while to be on a panel of domestic manufacturing, so made in USA fashion products, which is pretty cool. So maybe I'll see some of you there if you're local. And what I will do is get a recap of that in the next couple weeks of what I learned today and the other speakers. I'm the moderator on a panel, so it's not just me. There's a bunch of people, which will be great to connect. And so stay tuned for a recap of that event, which would be, I think, useful for most of the people that are listening. Okay, so today's topic is what can you stop doing? I work with so many designers who, I mean, their list of to-dos is so incredibly long. And I get it. I mean, I ran my business, you know, my wholesale and retail businesses both for 14 years. I still have a long to-do list, but manufacturing a product and shipping it and selling it wholesale, direct to consumer, online, you know, many of you guys are doing a lot of different ways to sell your product, which creates a lot more work too. So the question is, how do you get it all done? How do you fit it in? And before we even do that, we're not even going to touch on that today. We're only going to start talking about what can I not do? What can I stop doing? Okay? How can I do less and still get the same results? Because I guarantee you, every time I start working with a designer closely and I get digging into their business, you know, there's in many areas the 80-20 rule applies, which is, you know, 80% of your profit comes from 20% of your products. 80% of your trouble comes from 20% of your clients or customers, right? So here's what I want you to start thinking about. We're going to do an exercise called the crossover exercise. And yes, I made that up. And basically, it's trying to get a list of what you love producing, what products you just, you know, you can do that all day long, how you love to spend your time, versus what customers like to buy from you, what are they willing to give you money for, and not lowball money, you know, but real profitable sales, okay? So I'm going to give you an example of this. Years ago when I had my store, I was starting to really get known for making pants. I had just worked so hard on the right fit and the right fabrics and the right stretch, and I had finally kind of found the answer, and people were really responding, and they were buying a ton of pants. I would have people come in my shop, and they would say, I bought this one pair, and now I want four more, and it was just great. I was just selling them left and right. I was like, I could fall off a log and sell a pair of pants, and I started to check my books, and I noticed that pants were not that profitable. Pants would often use more fabric than one of my simple, nice dresses. The fabrics might be a little less expensive than a dress fabric, but not always. And it would take more product development time, for sure. And I was using extra fabric, and I could not charge the same premium price as I could for a dress. The perceived value of a really nice dress is just higher than it is for a nice pair of pants. Overall, some people get it that pants are worth, you know, extra money, but a lot of people didn't. So what I realized was I love making pants. I love making people happy that they had pants that fit. I got great compliments. I sold a lot, but my profit margins were low. And so I realized if I put the same amount of effort into developing my dress business, I could do less and make more. And that's what I did. And I ended up being, you know, my Jane Hamill boutique and my wholesale line really became known much more so for dresses after that, because I started eliminating pants and only doing a very small amount of pants for the next like year, and then I kind of stopped doing them completely and focusing just on cocktail wear and going out dresses, okay? So I needed to find the crossover of what I really love doing and what people were willing to pay me for and I could make a real true profit on, all right? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a sheet of paper and number it 1 through 10. And what I'd like you to do on that sheet is to list what do you love producing? What makes you happy when you work on in your studio? How do you love to spend your time? What products, designing them, just come so naturally to you that it just doesn't even feel like work? Okay? And so brainstorm at least 10 ideas of these things or 10 subtle things, and maybe you're not going to get to 10, but I encourage you to try. Things that you love to do and to produce that also provide, you know, a good value to the customer. So it wasn't like I could put down there, I love to read spy novels all day. You know, obviously, that's not providing value to anybody. So, you know, obviously you're going to put down, you know, what products do you love to design? What tasks do you love to do? You know, for me, sourcing the fabrics was one of the best parts of the day. And I always wanted to source fabrics. I could do that all day, every day, without ever feeling like it was work. So then, obviously, you look at the things and you see, okay, if I love to do the fabric part and I'm, you know, good at it, what can I not do? What am I also doing that someone else could do? You know, that's another part of this exercise. So I encourage you to pause this and write down the up to 10, up to 20, up to 50, but I encourage you to go for 10 things that you love to do, okay? You love to produce this product. It's easy for you. Boom. Okay, and then you turn that sheet over or grab a new sheet, whatever you like, and you're going to start listing what is it that your customer really digs, and they prove to you that they dig it by buying it, okay? A lot of great feedback does not pay the electricity bill, right? So we need to know which products people are willing to give you money for, okay? So just let your imagination go here. Maybe they're not products that you're doing yet. Maybe I could have sat there and said, well, dresses for sure people want, but you know what they really need is they need, you know, a great wrap or a cover-up to go with the dress, you know. So go ahead and come up. They can be even, you know, sort of fantasy products. It doesn't have to be something you can realistically deliver in the next 2 months, all right? So just think of it that what does your customer really love? What is it that you know they would give you money for, okay? And that there are things that also would make money, okay? So, for instance, another example would be one of my clients that I met with last week. She does amazing prints. She makes her own prints, and she prints them on a number of different products, okay? So, for instance, I don't want to give it away. So basically, let's say she prints on mugs, let's say. Okay, she would do mugs all the way up to framed prints to, you know, like a purse. Like she can print her beautiful, beautiful, cleverly designed prints on anything. And she does. The problem is she prints them on about 15 different products. And it's a nightmare. It's confusing when you go to her website. You don't know what she's standing for. Some of the products are $25 and some of them are $400. And so what she wants to do is to stop doing so much. You know, what can I not do? So she's taking a really hard look on which products are easy to work with and fun to do and which products actually bring in the cash, okay? So you fill out this second sheet, which is all about the customer. What are they going to give you money for? What do they love? And then you're going to look at both sheets and you're going to circle the ones that are crossover. Okay, so the goal is to go back and circle the things that you love and people will give you money for and can be profitable. Okay, so these are the crossover items. And then you really want to take a hard look just because you've been producing a certain number of products a certain way for many years or 6 months or, you know, this whole week, it doesn't mean that you have to keep doing that. I really encourage you to look at it and say, where is the money coming from? What type of part of my business is easy? What part the customers just want to buy it and don't have to push? Okay? And is that the profitable part? Is that the one that's making money? And can you just narrow your focus a little bit and stop doing so many things? Okay, so then you might want to take a third page and then write down, you've circled, you know, your crossover, and then your third page is going to be your crossover sheet, all right? And you're going to write down your new crossover offerings, okay? And if there, maybe it's one, maybe it's only one. It doesn't have to be, you know, five new things, because then we're just going to get right back into overwhelm. But it takes courage to narrow down what you do, to really niche it down. But if you have a little data here that shows you what people are willing to pay for, where your sales are already coming from, and what you love to do, wouldn't life be easier if you did less? And then you would sell probably more. I would bet you dollars to donuts, as my grandpa used to say. Dollars to donuts, you would probably sell more doing less. Okay? Because I've seen it so many times, and I've seen it in my own businesses many, many times. Okay, so I hope that helps you. I'm going to ask you to go back to the blog and let me know, what did you learn from this? What was your one takeaway that you took from this? Do you like this format? How do you like the whole podcast thing that I'm testing out here? Let me know at fashionbrainacademy.com, crossover, okay? fashionbrainacademy.com/blog/crossover. Okay, you should find it there. If for some reason you don't find it with that link, then just in the search box, just put in crossover, okay, and you'll find the blog post. Let me know. Let's get this discussion going, and I'd love to hear your feedback. So I will be working on the next topic, and I'll be in touch soon. Have an awesome day, and thanks so, so much for listening. Take care.